Savitri, Book 6, The Book of Fate, Canto 2, The Way of Fate and the Problem of Pain, page 455 to 457. A mind arose that stared at nothingness, till figures formed of what could never be, it housed the contrary of all that is, and not appeared as being's huge sealed cause, its dumb support in a blank infinite, in whose abysm spirit must disappear, a darkened nature lived and held the seed of spirit hidden and feigning not to be. Eternal consciousness became a freak of an unsouled almighty inconscient and breathed no more. As spirit's native air, bliss was an incident of a mortal hour, a stranger in the insentient universe. As one drawn by the grandeur of the void, the soul attracted, leaned to the abyss. It longed for the adventure of ignorance and the marvel and surprise of the unknown and the endless possibility that lurked in the womb of chaos and in nothingness gulf, or looked from the unfathomed eyes of chance. It tired of its unchanging happiness, it turned away from immortality, it was drawn to hazard's call and danger's charm, it yearned to the pathos of grief, the drama of pain, perdition's peril, the wounded bare escape, the music of ruin and its glamour and crash, the savour of pity and the gamble of love and passion and the ambiguous face of fate. A world of hard endeavour and difficult toil and battle on extinction's perilous verge, a clash of forces, a vast incertitude, the joy of creation out of nothingness, strange meetings on the roads of ignorance and the companionship of half-known souls, or the solitary greatness and lonely force of a separate being conquering its world, called it from its too safe eternity. A huge descent began, a giant fall, for what the spirit sees creates a truth, and what the soul imagines is made a world. A thought that leaped from the timeless can become indicator of cosmic consequence and the itinerary of the gods, a cyclic movement in eternal time. Thus came, born from a blind tremendous choice, this great perplexed and discontented world, this haunt of ignorance, this home of pain. There are pitched desires tense, grief's headquarters, a vast disguise conceals the eternal's bliss. Then Asopati answered to the seer, "Is then the spirit ruled by an outward world? O seer, is there no remedy within? But what is fate, if not the spirit's will? After long time fulfilled by cosmic force, I deemed a mighty power had come with her. Is not that power the high compeer of fate?" But Narad answered, covering truth with truth, "O Ashwapati, random seems the ways along whose banks your footsteps stray or run in casual hours or moments of the gods, yet your least stumblings are foreseen above. Infallibly, the curves of life are drawn, following the stream of time through the unknown. They are led by a clue the calm immortals keep. This blazoned hieroglyph of prophet mourns a meaning more sublime in symbols, rites, than sealed thought wakes to. But of this high spirit, how shall my voice convince the mind of earth? Heaven's wiser love rejects the mortal's prayer. Unblinded by the breath of his desire, unclouded by the mists of fear and hope, it bends above the strife of love with death. It keeps for her her privilege of pain.